media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches today. Now, welcome on the call, the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your team as you snap that three-game losing streak with a 35-28 victory over Richmond. Just what impressed you with the way your team played Saturday?
Well, one thing that has impressed me with our team really through the whole year is the resilience. As you said, we're coming off those three consecutive losses, and, you know, that could get you down a little bit. But our guys, you know, hung in there and continued to practice and prepare well. And, you know, starting right from the opening kickoff, we took it 100 yards for a TD, our first kickoff return for a touchdown since the 2010 season. So it started out really well, and it was a really wild game. In the first half, there was a lot of offense on both sides of the ball, and it took a total team effort for us to pull this victory out. We seemed to settle down and get into the second half and put up the points we needed to come out with the victory. So, real proud of the way the team responded to the previous weeks and went into this one, you know, with a good mindset and a good attitude. And, you know, Richmond obviously coming in here, winning four of their last five with a 4-1 conference record going into it. So we knew we were going to have all we could handle, and our guys did a good job playing for the full four quarters for the first time in a while.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that because the last 3 weeks you've been in all three of those games and lost several of them late in the fourth quarter. How important maybe down the road in the mindset to be able to come back and win a game in the fourth quarter that way?
Well, that's huge. I mean, we were there, you know, earlier in the year where, you know, that Towson game was a wild one that went into overtime, and we had to, you know, come from behind to do that. But as you mentioned, the three previous games, we had either a halftime lead or maybe going into the fourth quarter lead and, you know, slipped through. So the key was protecting the football because turnovers really hurt us in the previous couple games. You know, versus New Hampshire and versus Stony Brook especially. And, you know, we were able to hang on to the football and managed the ball really well. And then our defense, like I said, after halftime kind of locked in and settled down and focused up, and we were able to play well on defense in the second half especially and, you know, secure the win. So it was great. You know, our guys did a great job protecting the ball. And, you know, we didn't create too many, but we did have a big interception in the opening drive of the second half when they were up and, you know, moving the ball down the field kind of like they were in the first half. Drew Wiley came up with a big pick. I think it was at our 7-yard line going in. So that was a huge momentum swing for us, and we were able to build off of that.
Well, as you touched on, Richmond scores 28 in the first half, none in the second half. You hold them to 63 yards. What was the adjustment that you were able to make at halftime?
Well, you're always going to go in there and make a few adjustments, but I think the biggest part was just having our defense settle in, settle down, play with a little more focus. I know Malik Fisher, our D-end, in the post-game press conference kind of said the same thing. And it was really just doing real fundamentally sound and assignment football, you know, making sure we could contain the quarterback and had a guy on him because, you know, Joe's a great quarterback and he's their leading rusher, and he was able to, you know, run the ball as well as distribute the ball down the field in the first half. But, you know, basically, you know, hit the gap that you're responsible for, cover the guy that you're responsible for. You know, when they're running an option play, make sure you have one on the quarterback and one on the pitch back, not two on the quarterback and no one on the pitch back. And those type of plays were occurring in the first half. And I think it was just a matter of our guys settling down and then obviously, you know, trying to do a better job containing Joe, especially with him running the ball like he did in the first half.
You touched on the big interception that Drew Wiley had, 5 tackles and also 3.5 tackles for loss. Just maybe some comments on his performance all day.
Yeah, Drew's been, you know, a real steady performer for us and a guy who's been kind of a mainstay in our defense for a few seasons now. And, you know, the tackles for a loss, we do bring him off the edge quite a bit. He's a good pass rusher. So in some of our blitz stuff, he's the guy that also gets some sacks and so on. So, you know, he's been real steady. He's had some good stat lines, and obviously for him to be recognized this week, he and Nola both for special teams player. I just saw your email this morning, Rob, that we had those guys with those accolades. That was real exciting to see because I think Drew, you know, has the potential to perform that way, and for him to get recognized within conference for his performance, you know, is much appreciated.
Offensively, 242 yards on the ground against a Richmond defense that hasn't been allowing much yardage on the ground. What were you able to do against them?
Well, Dan did a few good things. You know, our quarterback, Dan Smith, with his feet, you know, he was able to run the ball pretty well. So that added a different dimension. We haven't had him running the ball a whole lot, you know, in the first half of the season. And now that we're into the second half, we've added a couple things there. D. Will Barley, our freshman running back, and T.D. Ayodurajaye, our other freshman running back, those guys have done a great job picking up the slack for, you know, Covington and Jalen Jackson's absence. So, you know, our guys just did a real good job up front. Always starts up front when you're able to run the ball for over 200 yards. You got to give first credit to the linemen. And, you know, our running backs and Danny, our quarterback, will be the first ones to do that. And, you know, they just did a good job covering up people. And Dan got in the open field a little bit and was able to, you know, gain some significant yardage. So that really helped in our rushing approach. And, you know, we were able to have a balanced attack. And if you're going to have a balanced attack, then, you know, that's usually when you're at your best.
Dan, obviously, has been such a huge part of your offense all year long, was put on the Peyton Award watch list earlier last week. Are you comfortable with him getting out and running the ball as much as he did Saturday? The number of hits he takes, does that concern you at all?
Well, I'd like to see him step out of bounds or slide a little better, to be honest with you, from time to time. And I don't think that's really in his makeup. You know, he kind of ran into some people in the open field as opposed to maybe getting down after he got a first down or something like that. But, you know, hey, it's part of the offense. It's part of the game. It adds another dimension. So, you know, at this point in time, you're out there to win a game, and winning in this league is hard. So we're going to do what it takes. And Dan is obviously more than willing and able, and he's a complete team player. So he'll do whatever we ask him to do as well. So I'm sure he has no problem tucking it down and taking the ball downfield. And I'm sure he has no problem, you know, distributing the ball to the wide receivers as well.
You touched about the big start to the game with Nola. How big of a boost in what you knew was going to be a big game to start off a game that way?
Well, that was huge. You know, obviously, whenever you can come out of the locker room with emotion and energy and then have a big play like that just to add to that, you know, that's always a positive in our book. And, you know, obviously when you look at the score, it made a difference in the game. You know, we scored 28, they scored 28 with the offenses, and then to have that added touchdown on special teams. And whenever you get a special teams big play, especially a special teams score, whether it be a block, punt, scoop and score, punt return, kick return, whatever it is, whenever you can get a score like that, that's always huge for momentum. So it was big. I mean, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's a big play, and, you know, it happened in a timely fashion in a game we really needed.
Friday night, you play a non-conference game, not only switching days from a Saturday to a Friday, but stepping out of conference to play a non-conference team in Long Island. How different is that preparation-wise going up a day, and then also, you know, kind of stepping out of conference to face somebody you're not as familiar with?
Yeah, talking to our guys yesterday, you know, we had our normal Sunday, and then, you know, we did practice today versus having Monday as the day off. They'll have the day off this upcoming Saturday will be their day off this particular week. So basically the message to our team was, although it's going to be, you know, Friday night game, different day that we're playing on, so on, let's have our approach be the same. Let's try to make it as normal as we possibly can. Let's make sure we prepare well, study well, go out and practice well, and then, you know, hopefully we can go out there, regardless of who we're playing. It's the stuff we talk about all the time, you know, league opponent, not a league opponent, regardless of who it is that you're playing, let's make sure you focus on your preparation so you can go out there and play your game. And, you know, LIU is someone that we're, as you mentioned, not overly familiar with, so our coaches and our players have been doing a good job jumping on the film early here. We'll try to put a plan together, go out there, and hopefully we can execute it consistently and continue to hang on to the football and, you know, go get to 1-0 this week.
In your early look at them, what are some of the challenges that they present for you?
They do a lot of different things. You know, we spent a little bit more time in the special teams today, so, you know, still trying to look at offense and defense and some of the stuff they're doing there. But just in the special teams alone, you know, they do some different formations. They'll take their punt team and line them all up close to the ball like they're going to run a fake, and then, you know, break out from there and get normal punt formation and so on. So, you know, they have run a few punt fakes and so on. So you just got to be ready for everything. And, you know, obviously, as I mentioned before, let's prepare what we do first, make sure we can go out and do what we do, you know, consistently and well and protect the football, and then, you know, just be ready for anything because, you know, they have shown some – I don't want to say trick plays, but some, you know, interesting concepts on film that we'll have to make sure we have our gaps covered and stay with that focus we talked about earlier.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for your time here this morning. Good luck on Friday night, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thanks. Have a good day.
Thanks.